started the way you did it, games one and two, giving up 30 points, 50%, 58% shooting. What was the difference in that second quarter? Was it just the zone or just executing better or a combination?
Maybe we executed a little better. We were a little more aggressive, got out and ran. But, you know, actually I think the offensive numbers were pretty similar to the first game in the first half. And second game, you know, we scored a, you know, low 50s and shot 50%. Tonight I think we scored low 50s and shot even less than that. So offensively we were probably the same or worse even in the first couple of games. But, you know, obviously the zone was big for us.
Did you break your nose?
I don't think I broke it. I think I rearranged it. Obviously there's a little dent and it's bent. So I think I got the whacked the cartilage out of place, but I tried to push it back in so it's not as bent now, but it's still nicely curved. No, I think I bumped Shannon Brown's head, bumped into my nose.
Steve, are you guys still waiting? Do you feel like you have that big shooting night in you that we've seen before?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't shot the ball great yet, have you? I mean, I think we've shot 50% thereabouts. In the first two games, we shot 50%, but didn't, you know, nothing scintillating. Tonight, obviously, we scored 118 and shot 46%, but again, 5 of 20 from three. So we know they're a good three-point team defensively, but we're still capable of knocking some down. We miss some open ones. So, you know, I don't know if it'll come. If it does, it's nice. But if it doesn't, we got to find ways to match them. And tonight the zone helped, but I think our tenacity was important as well.
Yeah, Steve, the zone was effective, but talk about that tenacity. How much of tonight was just the way you guys competed, showing heart, being aggressive from the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's got to be our calling card in this series. We can't make excuses about how big they are and the matchup problems and all that stuff. Those are just excuses. I mean, if they beat us, they beat us, but we got to, you know, fight tooth and nail for every inch and match them, find a way to match them. Tonight the zone helped. It gave us an opportunity to you know, find some separation there for stretches. But it's got to be toughness because, you know, if we play the game like a normal game or play it on paper, you know, they'll probably beat us most nights.
Is this kind of a game, do you feel like you basically turn that corner and you now compete this way?
Well, I never like to say that. You know, I think each game is a new game, and we have to come out as though we have another huge challenge ahead of us. We have to come out as the underdog. We have to come out with a chip on our shoulder and play game four like we did, obviously, in game three.
Steve, were there times out there tonight where you thought that Amari just couldn't be stopped?
Well, I mean, he had a pretty sensational performance. You know, just proud of him. He made some incredible plays, but he was just aggressive. And I think once he got a few free throws early and a few buckets, I think he really felt like, hey, I can keep attacking. And you know, all the frustration from the first two games where it was crowded in there a lot, I think subsided. So. You know, I'm just proud of him for playing so well, and he got to the line a lot. And, you know, he was obviously a force.
Could you talk a little bit about the boost Robin gave you tonight?
Yeah, I mean, like I said at Al McCoy after the game, I believe that was Robin's second playoff game. So to be 7 weeks off of a bulging disc and to score 20 points, I think, and play the way he did was phenomenal for us. You know, they're a bigger team than we are, so it's really important that he plays to give us some size, and obviously he gives us a lot of quality too.
You look like you're more comfortable this series passing the ball than shooting. I think you shot 9 times the first half or whatever, and just only a few the second. Is it just taking what they give you, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sure, I'd love to get 15, 20 shots up, but, you know, my job in this offense is to, you know, to read the defense. You know, that's really our offense, is a pick and roll, and I read the defense and try to make the defense pay for how they decide to play it. So in this series, they've done a good job of trying to limit my opportunities to shoot, but it's opened up things for my teammates. So at different times in the series, a lot of other people have benefited, I think, from them overplaying the pick and rolls, you know, sometimes with a third defender as well. So I have a lot of faith in my teammates, and that's the way we play. And so it's not we don't really play a game where we can say, you know, Steve's not getting enough shots, let's go to offense B. You know, that's just not the way we play. So, I'll look and try to find more opportunities. At the same time, if they're not there, there's a reason that I think that I can still put pressure on the defense and create opportunities for other people on the team. Two, that was nice, Vince. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was glad there was more chippiness, but I'm glad there's a lot of spirit in our team and a lot of fight. I mean, like I said earlier, I think that's all we have against these guys. You know, I mean, that's got to be there, start to finish. You know what? We leave Robin alone. We leave him alone.